Hi, this is Dawn with MovieNightTrafficLight.com, bringing you what's happening in theaters, and the first movie is Dom Hemingway. Well, Jude Law is Dom Hemingway, and he's been in English prison for the last 12 years. When he gets out, he's on a mission to get what's owed him and to make up for lost time, and one of those things he missed out on was his daughter, who's all grown up now.
I'm a legend, a myth, a glorious tale to be handed down from generation to generation. I am Dom Hemingway!
I've been in prison 12 years. I missed a lot. I want to make up for lost time. That's why I'm here.
But at least he's standing up. That's an improvement.
Strangely enough, this is one of those movies you're not sure if you should hate it or if you should love it. Jude will completely appall you while making you believe that people can become better. He will inspire you while making you feel completely hopeless. You'll root for him at the same time you could not possibly care less what happens to him. You'll feel troubled at the same time that you feel entertained and the endless possibilities of humanity will be revealed and show that people do not have a chance. You will think this movie is complete genius while being pretty sure it's completely awful. It is completely confusing, exhausting, and strangely exhilarating. But above all, this movie is unexpectedly audacious, which may or may not be your cup of tea. Now into a movie we've all been waiting for. It's Captain America, the Winter Soldier. Well, Captain America, he's fighting his own battles with living in our modern world, but things get far more complicated when someone from the past comes to threaten humanity, and Captain America may be the only one to save us all.
Most of the intelligence community doesn't believe he exists. The ones that do call him the Winter Soldier. You'll never find him.
Build a better world sometimes means tearing the old one down. That makes enemies.
People are gonna die. We can't let that happen.
When do we start?
We just did.
How do we know the good guys from the bad guys? If they're shooting at you, they're bad.
Okay, yes, it is totally acceptable to show off certain things in the movie, like, say, the outstanding physique of Captain America, along with his amazing skills and, of course, his new friends, some enemies, all sorts of impending doom, lots of intrigue, personal drama, almost gotcha moments, not to mention piles and piles of action. But I'm no expert here. It just can't possibly take that long for Captain America to save the world. Yes, figuring out who you can trust and how not to get killed yourself is sticky business, but what's with all the filler? Some more stuff and then more filler. We know he's great and he's gonna win, so just get to it already. So yep, this is a long one. Had it been Captain America all the time, okay, but there's too much other slow stuff in this one. So in our Movie Night Traffic Light, Captain America the Winter Soldier is a yellow light. For more movie information, go to MovieNightTrafficLight.com and enjoy the movies.